Chapter 8, Outsourced Article Marketing and Blogging. Most business people associate article writing and maintaining a business blog with drudgery. But this task can be successfully handled by your choice of either outsourced virtual assistants or technology. Aggregation software, like the software Article Marketing Automation, and blog networks such as WordPress, Blogger, and HubPages can automate the process for you. Whether you choose to outsource this task to a virtual assistant or use the technology yourself, which, as you know by now, you shouldn't, you'll need to understand the basics. Because of the huge number of article marketing and blogging training videos available online, the temptation for many business entrepreneurs is to simply seat a virtual assistant in front of a video. However, like anything else connected with your business, you'll need to know enough about the process to be able to choose the right tools, such as article submission software, even if you're not the one who will be using them. I'll say it over and over because, well, I can't say it enough. One of your most important goals is to drive traffic to your site. It's where people get to know you, and once they do, where they'll convert to clients or customers and buy your products or secure your services. You can make this happen. The strategies we're talking about in this program are going to help you. Writing articles and circulating them will do part of the job, especially if you guest blog. Visiting other virtual neighborhoods exposes you and your ideas to new people. They want more, they'll follow you. Make them want more, be interesting, a bit elusive, and offer value when they stop by to visit your part of town. As long as you continue to offer value, you'll keep visitors long enough that they'll want to get to know you better. Check with anyone who offers free workshops or seminars. Successful speakers always offer something of value to attract prospects. How about a glass of wine? Guests come for the bennies and they end up buying, especially if you serve wine. You can do the same thing on your website. Free offers, mega content, and opt-in VIP member offers draw traffic and encourage visitors to spend a little time with you. As I said, articles and guest blogs are a great way to introduce your business to new people. But you want to know an even better way? E-zine marketing. It can be highly valuable. Keep sight of the word marketing here. E-zines can serve as free gifts, be full of mega content, and flood followers with valuable opportunities. That'll keep them coming. But traffic alone won't keep the lights on. Customers do. Be sure you also focus on making sales. There's plenty of ways for you to buy clicks and up your traffic, but the best way to increase sales is to target high-quality traffic. Here's where your e-zine will help you hone in on your target market. Before you let yourself feel that familiar sense of being overwhelmed that comes when you're already doing too much, remember, you can outsource the complete project to your VA. Here's what Stephanie Hartman, she's the founder of MITprograms.com, Millionaires in Training, has to say about how she outsourced a newsletter project, and she actually made a huge profit by doing it. When I finally got around to emailing a newsletter to my clients, I wondered what I'd gotten myself into. After the second one, I wish I'd never started, but my clients were expecting it. It was actually a pretty good source of leads. A step at a time, I decided to delegate the project to my VA. Now, she does the whole thing. She researches the subject matter, writes the articles, produces it, and sells ads. She covers her payment and makes money for my company on top of that. Oh, I forgot to mention, she also emails it, right on schedule. I don't know what I ever did without her. Do your best to attract website visitors who know what you do and a little about what you sell. Your newsletter or e-zine will help make sure they're interested, or at least a little curious and willing to buy. This is where your content comes in. Keep thinking outsource. If someone's going to spend time reading your e-zine, it'll be because they're clear about its value. It meets their needs on one or more levels. Offer value, target your audience, and meet their needs. They'll buy. Now hang on a sec. E-zines are great, but they aren't the complete answer to your marketing challenges. Pay attention to the other marketing information in this program as you plan. In the next section, I want to make sure you understand what an e-zine is and how it will work as a component of your marketing plan. An electronic magazine, or e-zine, is usually delivered by email to a list of subscribers. You might receive an e-zine without requesting it if someone's added you to his database or if a friend shares it with you. If the publisher's doing his job, you might also receive links via social media. E-zines are sometimes called newsletters. There's really no basic difference. If a newsletter's on the longer side, or if it contains a variety of elements, it might best be referred to as an e-zine. E-zines can be published daily, weekly, biweekly, monthly, or whatever you feel like. The most successful e-zines are delivered to a highly targeted niche of readers. These readers are interested in a particular subject, and they want to hear more. So as long as you don't badger them, like 3 times a day, they subscribe. Here's a power move. Which do you think yields the best results? Daily, weekly, or monthly emails? Well, the answer may surprise you, and we'll have that answer for you at the end of this chapter. Your readers have two characteristics. They're interested in your product or service, and after they've read your brilliant content, they're inspired. Once inspired, they become motivated, and things really begin to happen. If you're a service provider, for example, you can build rapport with your readers by discussing how little time we have these days, how quickly technology is advancing, and how nice it would feel to have a little help, all of which will inspire them to consider options. Reminding your readers how easy it is to outsource will inspire them. Showing them how cost-efficient it is will motivate them to take action. Match your offer to an e-zine about things your target market would be interested in. You'll tap into a pool of followers eager to know more. Those who value good health want to know more about wellness. They read about the benefits and when motivated by health-related products. People who feel overwhelmed will buy a book that gives them, say, 5 secrets to stress relief. Business people who want to be successful in today's marketplace buy websites, social media services, leads, autoresponders, and, well, anything else that will take them to the next level. E-zine marketing encourages people in your niche to visit your website, and when they get there, they'll have the opportunity to buy or sign up for more information. You can buy ads in other people's e-zines, or you can sell ads in yours. You can also submit the articles you've either written or outsourced to others. You can build your list and make sales through joint ventures with other people in your industry. For instance, you can make an arrangement with an e-zine publisher or associate to email your offer with an endorsement to her list. This costs you nothing unless you make a sale, in which case you open up your wallet and share the revenue with her based on what you've negotiated in advance. Some joint ventures are 50-50, some 80-20, some are 100% zero in your favor. That's an indication of how valuable your database is. So if you haven't started collecting yet, start now. Your e-zine can be completely outsourced, from the research to the writing to the design and distribution. In fact, as an affiliate, you don't even need to sell your own products. Link with Amazon, ClickBank, web hosting companies, and a variety of other products and services, and you'll receive a regular check without expending an ounce of energy, except maybe to run to the bank, which, by the way, you can also outsource. So why should you use article marketing to promote your business? Article marketing is the third most effective way to promote your website, second only to joint ventures and Google AdWords. Because article marketing is viral in nature, your articles, with their backlinks to your website, spread far and wide. Once you write an article, other business owners copy it, with info about the author, you, intact, and publish it on their websites. When you create usable content that's easily found in a keyword search, customers will find you, trust you, and go to your website to find out more about you. In a nutshell, the benefits of article marketing include establishing you as an expert in your field or niche and promoting a relationship of trust with your customer readers. Now, writing can be intimidating, but don't let bad memories of your 11th grade English teacher make you phobic about article marketing. The articles you'll be writing are short and factual, and they won't be graded by a middle-aged teacher holding a ruler and a dictionary, okay? Who should write the articles? Well, ideally, you should write your own articles. But how do you know if you're a good enough writer to get you picked up by the article submission sites? Well, one way to test your writing ability is to write an article and submit it to a couple of article submission sites, and here are two for you. E-zine Articles, that's ezinearticles.com, and Buzzle, B-U-Z-Z-L-E, buzzle.com. If your article's accepted, you have the skill to write your own articles. And if not, you might have grammar or usage issues and better off delegating this task. You may want to delegate your article writing if you don't have the English skills to write a clear, grammar and usage error-free article. Or if you have the ability to write a great article, but you need hundreds of articles written in a short amount of time, or you just don't have the time. Finding a ghostwriter is easy. Finding a good one is hard. A common mistake is looking for a bargain basement ghostwriter. In most cases, the writer with the cheapest rate is the one with the worst skills. It's up to you. If you want a bargain, you typically need to hire someone who doesn't speak or write English fluently. Now, that might be worthwhile if you don't mind doing a grammar cleanup after each project. Now, here's a list of freelance sites where you can find a ghostwriter. Elance.com, VWorker.com, MTurk.com, WritingAndTranscriptionServices.com, and Craigslist.org. The most popular of these are probably Elance and Craigslist. Craigslist will usually result in a better rate, but it can take longer to find someone because of the many separate regional databases. Another disadvantage to Craigslist is that there's no customer feedback system. The advantage is that you can judge writers according to the quality of their classified ads, which of course they penned, and that's a writing sample not available on Elance. Go to one of these sites and post an ad. Now be clear and specific about your needs. Your ad might say something like, I need 10 articles in the subject of blank by X date, using these keywords, and you list some keywords. Before you hire a candidate, get a writing sample. It's also important to choose a writer with a history of positive ratings from other clients. Another safety tip, award your project to multiple writers and then see which one produces the best work. Then work only with that person in the future. What should you pay? Well, a reasonable rate for a quality writer is $8 to $10 for a 300 to 400 word article. Need an Article, that's a website, needanarticle.com, charges $5 to $7 per article. Expect to pay a deposit, maybe a third to a half of the total fee, to a writer you've never worked with before. But once you establish a working relationship with a writer, usually no deposit will be expected on subsequent projects. Life is easier for everyone if you set up a routine with your content writer. Have her write a set number of articles per week, so the pay is regular. Paying a content writer via PayPal is easy, and it provides a record of each transaction. But watch out for plagiarism. After your ghostwriter submits her first article, make sure it has not been plagiarized. Article directories won't accept articles that have been copied from elsewhere online. Now here's a place you can go to check, Copyscape.com. It searches for duplicate content on the web, and if Copyscape finds duplication, it will show you the web page on which the document was found, and how many words it has in common with your text. The cost is 5 cents per search, and that's well worth it. You can also do a manual search by copying a few words of your article's text and, well, just pasting them into a Google search box. If that exact phrase comes up on a search result, your ghostwriter may have plagiarized. And you shouldn't pay anyone for plagiarized work, nor should you hire that guy in the future. Also, if you found your ghost plagiarizer on a site that allows for customer feedback, you can warn future customers by giving a rating of unsatisfactory or by specifying details. For people who want the benefits of article marketing without the work, WeSubmitArticles.com will write articles and then submit them to article directories for you. Each article should have three parts. A marketing article should consist of a title, the content, and a resource box, also known as the bio box. Let's look at each of these in more detail. The title of your article is the most important part of your article. It's what will prompt a potential customer to read or ignore your article. The title should grab. It should entice them to click on the link in your resource box. A good title is interesting, states how the title will benefit the reader, is clear and easy to understand, and contains keywords that will match and lead back to your website. Unfortunately, most article marketers pay attention only to the contains keywords part. Yeah, your two or three main keywords should appear in the title, and yeah, a keyword-rich title will make a search engine like Google send readers to your article, but You're writing for humans, not just search engines. A list of keywords is not an article. To be successful at article marketing, you have to remember the human part. Although search engines read articles based on keywords, if you want to engage human beings, your article must have an interesting title. A title like Home Buying may contain your keywords, but let's face it, it's not all that interesting. A title like I Bought a Money Pit is interesting, but it doesn't contain your keywords. You want to find a middle ground, such as the title Don't Buy a Home That's a Money Pit. Remember, you want to do two things. Write a title that's keyword rich and interesting to human beings. If you're having trouble thinking of a title, a dash can save you. Let's say your article is about tax preparation. You want your title to include the keyword phrase tax preparation. But you know that's never going to attract human readers. One option might be tax preparation dash how to avoid getting ripped off. Now, you've got keywords for the search engine and a little bit of interest for the human beings. Now, here's something else. Studies show that people are drawn to odd rather than even numbers. Also, if you're using a number in your title, use the number 7, not the word 7. Hey, the human eye wants what it wants, right? Let's talk about the content of your article now. Your article should be a problem solver. It might discuss a problem in your industry, propose a solution to the problem, offer a list of frequently asked questions, or provide instructions for how to do some task or find some product or service. In other words, your article should fill a need. The body of your article should be divided into at least 3 paragraphs. Avoid paragraphs of only 1 sentence, unless that sentence should stand out for effect. The opening paragraph should give the reader an idea of what the article will cover. Make a statement, ask a question in your topic sentence, then support or answer it in the body of the article. Each paragraph should lead to the next paragraph. You want the reader to reach that resource box at the end of the page, right? And the final paragraph should summarize what's been stated in the body. After that comes the resource box with info about you, the author, and most importantly, a link to your website. Finally, let readers know that they can reprint your article as long as it remains intact and includes that resource box. Now, there's 3 important rules to follow concerning the content of your article. Rule number 1, no links. Your article should not contain any links to your website. Most article directories won't accept an article with self-promoting links in the body of the article. However, you can have links to neutral sites like Wikipedia. Rule number 2, no ads. Article directories won't take an article that looks like an advertisement. It should be fact-based and helpful to a reader who's looking for information about how to do something or do something better. And rule number 3, use keywords. If your site is about car insurance, use the phrase car insurance and use it a couple times throughout the article. But be careful that your use of keywords seems natural. Using keywords in the body of your article will improve your ranking. How long does it have to be? Well, that's probably the question you asked your high school English teacher every time he assigned an essay for homework, right? And he probably answered, well, as long as it takes to make it good. Well, I don't know about you, I've always hated that answer. Never fear, the question, how long does an online marketing article have to be, actually has an answer. It should be between 300 and 600 words. An article shorter than 300 words isn't informational enough, won't be taken seriously. Most e-zine publishers won't publish it because it's not likely to be of much value to readers. As for the upper limit, reasonable minds differ. Some say 600 words, others say 750. Who's right? Well, typically e-zine publishers don't publish long articles. And since you want e-zine publishers to pick up your article and publish it, you should keep it under 750 words. So about 400 to 600 words is optimal. That works out to about 7, maybe 8 paragraphs. Okay, how long is a paragraph, you ask? Well, typically a paragraph is 3 to 5 sentences. But again, you're not being graded here. Contemporary writing allows for 1 or 2 sentences, and a paragraph can also be something as simple as a bulleted list. The goal is to be informational without giving everything away. Remember, the ultimate goal is to direct readers to your website where they will find more info. If they feel like they've had enough info, well, you'll defeat your own purpose. Now, the resource box, sometimes called the author's bio, the bio box, or about the author. It's a paragraph between 2 and 5 lines at the end of an article with information about you, the author, and a link or links to your website for more information. It should not contain exaggeration or a salesy tone. Below the resource box, type a statement giving others the right to reprint your article without a fee as long as the article is not changed and the resource box remains intact. That will make your article more mobile. You might also include information about you, the author, such as about how you acquired your expertise on the article's topic. For example, John Doe has been practicing law for the past 20 years. He specializes in real estate law and publishes a weekly newsletter for real estate agents. You can learn more about real estate law at John Doe's Real Estate Today, DoeRealEstateAdvice.com. Now, the web address must be written as http://www.andyourlink. Rather than just www.doerealestate.com. This makes it a clickable link rather than just a copy and paste web address, okay? So, what goes in the resource box? Say it with me now. Your name, your background, what makes you an expert, an offer of something free like a newsletter, and a link to your website for more information. Now, it's important to change it up. What I mean is your VA should change the format of your resource box every time you submit your article. Why? Well, if you submit your article to 10 different article directories with the same resource box, Google will begin to ignore the links in your resource box. It will be seen as spam. So you have to vary the format and wording of your resource box. It also seems more natural. Now remember, search engines are looking for naturally occurring links, so that's what you want to mimic. Think about how links will occur naturally. Someone sees a useful website and they put a link on their page. Sometimes that link will read, "click here," but other times it'll be a keyword phrase. To mimic this type of natural linking, ask your VA to vary the text in your resource box. Submitting your articles. There's two basic ways. One, through article submission sites, and number two, through manual submission to websites. One of the most popular article submission sites is Unique Article Wizard. That's uniquearticlewizard.com. After your VA writes your article, she can submit it to all of the article directories for you. But before you submit to Unique Article Wizard, you'll need to rewrite the article 2 more times with 2 more different titles. Why create 3 unique versions of the same article? Well, because search engines like unique content. And if you submit the same article to 1,000 directories, it'll be rejected. So be sure your VA is on top of this. Unique Article Wizard helps you turn one article into many slightly different unique articles by rearranging the paragraphs for you. Their online training walks you or your VA through this process step by step. Now, the downside of using Unique Article Wizard is that it doesn't change the resource box, which you or your VA will need to do so your article isn't perceived as spam. Now, if your VA submits your articles manually, it's important for her to remember to change your resource box for every 3 to 5 sites. Also make sure you read the submission specifications for each site, since some of them have different formatting requirements. To get the most out of submitting articles manually, follow this 4-step plan. Number 1, submit the first version of your article to eZine Articles. Make sure your content is original. Number 2, submit the second version to a few other directories. Number 3, put the third version on your own website or blog. And number 4, keep a list. You'll receive an email from every site that has approved the article. Keep a list of these sites so you can link to those articles in the future. eZine Articles will award you expert author status if they accept and publish your articles, and this status can be displayed as an icon on your website or blog. Let's talk about categories. If your VA is submitting manually, each site will ask her to choose a category where your article would best fit. This can be difficult because your article won't be accepted unless you pick a relevant category. Choose a category that's not too specific but not too broad. For example, if you've written an article about cancer, choose the cancer category, not the healthcare category. But don't get too specific either. If your article's about cats, it probably would not be accepted into a category about Siamese cats. When in doubt, err on the side of going broader than your topic. If your article is about diet foods, health or weight might be acceptable categories, even if the site doesn't have a diet category. How articles help your ranking? Well, search engines like Google love articles. After all, it's articles that come up as the results of a keyword search, not advertisements. When web surfers type keywords into a search engine and your article comes up in the search results, in theory, they'll read the article, then click on the link to your website in the resource box. When Google sees those clicks, it increases your ranking. Every time a reader clicks on a link in your article, which leads back to your website, that click acts like a vote for your website. And in the world of search engine optimization, the website with the most votes wins the rankings race. Remember, the more places that link to your website, the better Google thinks your website is. Articles can improve your website's incoming links, which improves your ranking. And the best part, since most article directories are considered authority sites, having your articles there will move you up in the rankings even more dramatically. How often should you submit articles? Well, for the best results, you should submit an article about your website at least once a week. Consistent article marketing will ensure that your site's incoming links continue to increase. For best results, you want a steady, constant increase in incoming links. Why? Well, because slow growth is read by search engines as more legitimate, and sites that grow at a slow or moderate pace are considered to be more valuable and are rewarded with higher rankings. Google and other search engines know what's natural. If you never get any links to your site and then suddenly get 500 links overnight because you submitted an article via Unique Article Wizard, Google will discount those links as unnatural, and those links won't affect your ranking. So, you gotta submit articles regularly rather than in spurts. Search engines don't want to deliver stale search results to their users, so they consider the recency of links to your site. If you stop submitting articles, you're telling the search engines your website's no longer relevant. If you keep submitting articles, however, the older links will help you. Search engines value links with a long lifespan. That is, when they're linking to a site that's still getting fresh links. Here are some common article marketing mistakes. 1. Content that reads like an advertisement, advertorials. 2. Content that isn't useful. And 3. Content that isn't entertaining. How to find your keywords? What keywords should you include in your articles? Well, the obvious answer is include keywords that are being searched for most frequently. And there's a lot of tools you can use for determining possible keywords. Here are a few. Word Tracker. You can find that at freekeywords.wordtracker.com. It's a web-based keyword research tool that's both helpful and free. When you submit a topic, Word Tracker's keyword suggestion tool offers 100 keyword phrases related to that topic. Another one is Google AdWords. Like Word Tracker, Google AdWords at adwords.google.com is free and returns a list of keyword phrases related to your topic. But Google's keyword tool also lets you know how much competition you have for a given keyword. That allows you to choose keywords with high search volume but low to moderate competition. And then there's some paid keyword tools like Keyword Elite and NicheBot. In Keyword Elite, after you enter a keyword, you can choose which search engines you'd like the results from. You can also choose the number of keywords to be returned, up to 10,000. A competition column lets you know how many of your competitors are also targeting your keywords. And as with Google AdWords, you'll want to choose keywords with high search volume, popular words and phrases, but low to moderate competition. Now, where can you go to find article content? Well, you can start with online magazines. Go to magazines.com and you'll find a huge selection of magazines. Bookstores. Just go to a local bookstore and skim the magazines for information. Then a niche magazine is useful. Buy a subscription to one of the most popular magazines in your field. Trade magazines. They're usually free to professionals. eZine Articles is an article directory site. Search by entering a keyword or phrase, and a long list of articles containing your keyword phrase will appear. Look at the type of articles most popular in your niche. You could do a Google search. Do a search and skim the first few results for interesting article content. Highlight aspects you like about each article. Then have your VA use these as models for your article. You or your VA can rewrite them in your voice, add some of your content and transitions, and there's your article. And finally, Yahoo Groups. Enter your keywords, search through Yahoo's public forums, and look for common themes and hot topics. Have you heard about private label rights articles or PLR articles? These are bulk articles about a single subject sold in a package. And once you buy them, you can submit them as is or alter them. To submit a PLR article you've rewritten, make sure it's perceived as original content by the search engines. The problem? You're not the only one buying these articles. So if you use PLR articles, make them your own by doing a total rewrite or just tweaking a few words here and there. Change titles and subtitles completely, but make sure, of course, the title still reflects the article's content. Replace words in the titles with synonyms. If articles contain links, replace them with your own affiliate links or with links to products you choose that relate to your content. Now, there are some drawbacks to PLR articles. Some of the articles are well written and some are not, so don't use them without proofreading. Search engines look for spam, and some of the articles may contain duplicate material. And frankly, it's best to use PLR articles only to inspire ideas. Here's two sources for PLR articles: PLRPro.com and ContentGoldmine.com. You can use eZine articles to write a keyword-rich article. One way to write a keyword-rich article is to use eZine articles as a brainstorming tool. Go to eZine articles and peruse the existing articles about your topic. Copy small sections of text you find interesting from one article. Then do the same with another article. Reword, reorganize, and insert original content to create a unique article. And remember your optimum word count. Remember what that is, right? 400 to 600 words. You could write an article with Instant Article Wizard, or IAW software. After a little practice, you'll be able to use Instant Article Wizard to create an article in less than 30 minutes. The software walks you or your outsourced virtual assistant right through the process. Here are the basic steps. First, choose your topic and up to 3 subtopics. 2, let IAW search for content. At this stage, IAW searches the internet, collecting short copy chunks from various websites. And it copies only 1 or 2 sentences from each site to avoid content duplication. 3, rearrange. Now you can organize these found chunks of text in any order you prefer. 4, select the chunks of text you'll use for the intro and the conclusion. And finally, clean up. Edit your article by inserting paragraph breaks and transitions. Articles should be keyword-rich so search engines will notice them and deliver them as results. The keyword density equals the number of times your keyword appears related to the overall length of an article. And optimum keyword density is 1 to 3%. To determine your article's keyword density, you can go to www.live-keyword-analysis.com. That site checks your keyword density for free. Many outlets are looking for quality articles. They need content, and you need backlinks to your site. By having your VA submit your articles, you're allowing these outlets to use them in their e-zines, blogs, websites, whatever, as long as they include your resource box. Now, just some of those outlets are article directories. Most are free and considered authority sites by the search engines, e-zine publishers, blog publishers, and website publishers. There is software that helps you. Article Submitter, which costs $40 to $50, is a program that helps you submit articles. You can submit an article to 25 directories in 30 minutes or less, and you could easily outsource this task. Article Assistant and Article Submitter are basically the same software, but with different graphics. If you decide to outsource your article submission process, you can hire an individual or you can use a service. Well, we've talked a lot about submitting articles. Let's take a look at the big picture in your article marketing plan. I know you're starting to feel overwhelmed with details and procedures, so let's remember that article marketing consists of only 5 steps. Number 1, write the articles. Number 2, upload the articles to your site and/or blog once or twice a week. Number 3, submit the articles to article directories. Number 4, submit the articles to magazine or newspaper publishers in your industry. And number 5, watch the magic. If your articles are interesting, they'll be picked up by your affiliate sites and blogs and by many article directories. If your articles are interesting and well-written, they'll be picked up by e-zine publishers, blog publishers, and website publishers. And if you have affiliates, by all means, send them your articles. They're always looking for content. We talked about formatting the articles. Most article directories only accept articles that meet these format requirements. No more than 60 characters per line, no word processing format, and no hard line breaks after each sentence, only between paragraphs. A free downloadable software program, NoteTab, at notetab.com, can help you format your articles. This program strips out hidden word formatting. It also shows you the frequency of every word in your article. It's a good way to check your keyword density. Now, to check your backlinks, marketleap.com tells you the number of backlinks created by your articles and where it found them, such as Google, MSN, or Yahoo. There are some disadvantages to article marketing. You need writing skills or the willingness and funds to hire a ghostwriter. And even if you have a flair for writing, writing articles yourself can be time-consuming. And submitting articles is time-consuming. It could take a full day to submit to a large number of sites. So you know what I'm going to say. Outsource it. The advantages of article marketing outweigh the disadvantages. Article marketing is an investment, and it will continue to pay out over time. It's free, well, unless you pay to have somebody write articles for you. It's effective. It creates a large network of backlinks in a short amount of time. And it can go viral. One article creates backlinks, increased traffic, and credibility. The key to writing effective articles is to provide interesting, usable information without revealing everything in your articles. You want to lead your reader to the rest of the information, which of course is available on your website. The point is to establish yourself as an expert in the field. Selling should be done at the website, never in the article. And remember to proofread. Just because you finished a rough draft doesn't mean you've created a masterpiece, or even something entirely readable. A good practice is to put your article away for a day or so before reading it over. Even better, get a fresh pair of eyes to look at it. Ask a friend to read it and give objective feedback. Did they stop reading at any point? Where? Well, odds are the stopping point contains weak writing and you should revise it. There's 7 basic types of articles. Some writers prefer to stay with one type, but varying your format is a better way to go. Remember, we're all about unique, fresh content here. The 7 types of articles are the tips article, the story article, the personal experience article, the facts article, the recommendation article, a review of products or services, and frequently asked questions. Now we're going to talk a little about each of them, starting with the tips article. This article does just what you'd think it would do. It gives tips on a topic, such as how to lose weight or how to choose a dentist. Tips might be formatted as numbered or alphabetic lists or listed with bullets. How many tips? A good rule of thumb, don't exceed 10 tips. And most importantly, include the number of tips in your article's title, such as 10 tips to help you lose that post-holiday bulge. The second type is a story article. This type of article tells a story, usually about a problem and how it was overcome. Your story can be true or fictional and is usually written in the third person. If you write a story about your own personal experience, that falls into the next category, the personal experience article. The important thing is it should be entertaining enough to keep readers engaged all the way to the end of the story. And of course, that's where they will find your resource box. The third type is the personal experience article. In this article, you'll recount a personal experience that somehow relates to your product, service, or your industry in general, such as, how I made my first million in real estate. The fourth type is the facts article. This type of article is research-based. It provides the reader with interesting or useful information in the form of concrete facts or statistics. For an example, an article titled, How Mold Affects Your Body, will be based on medical, scientific, or anecdotal evidence. The fifth type is the recommendation article. This must be informative, even though it's being used to promote a product or service. You may be recommending a certain brand of cleaner, but the article can't sound like a sales pitch. Show that one product does something others don't do, and remember, keep it factual. The sixth type of article is a review of a product or service. Simply review a product or service related to your niche market. This works particularly well with affiliate marketing. The seventh type is the frequently asked questions or fact article. These articles should address any possible objections a target customer might have to the writer's product or service. They also offer answers to overcome those objections. To find out what these questions might be, visit discussion forums about your type of product or service. There you'll find the most common customer complaints and concerns your articles could address. For example, does product ABC come with a guarantee? Write the answer in an objective, unsalesy tone. For example, yes, product ABC comes with a 2-year guarantee. And stop there. Gushing or bragging will take away all of your credibility. And finally, the combination article. Okay, I know I said there were only seven, but realistically, you're often going to combine types. For example, your article might be part personal story and part fact, such as ending a recommendation with a personal story. And if you combine types, be careful that your article is not longer than 750 words. Here's a power move, SAQ article, should ask questions. Be sure to appeal to different learning styles. You're putting a lot of effort into writing your articles and circulating them, and I'm sure you want to get the most mileage out of your efforts, and dollars if you're outsourcing. People take in information in different ways, so be sure your articles appeal to the greatest variety of readers by keeping in mind the different learning styles. Just as there are different communication styles, there's different types of learners. Some people are visual learners. They understand concepts by seeing them, and they love to read. If they want to remember something, they write it down. And when they see it, they can then call it forward in their visual memory. Auditory learners remember what they hear, like every word to a song or people's names. Kinesthetic learners are touchy-feely people. We all learn through each of our senses, but one is usually dominant. Count on your readers having different learning styles. If you want to reach them, you'll be most successful by including elements that'll be picked up by the greatest majority. If you want to sell products or services, this is even more important. When we write, we do so with our dominant learning style. If you're not paying attention to creating a sensual experience for readers by touching on all of the senses, your articles will appeal only to those who share your learning style. Go ahead and write your article without scrutinizing it closely, but before you publish it, ask yourself if it will appeal to those with other learning styles, and if not, add in a few sensory details. We're going to wrap up this chapter by giving you some tips about writing articles. First, the first draft is for content. In the first draft, don't worry about spelling, grammar, or usage errors. Focus on the ideas only. Save the editing until after you've gotten your basic content down. When it's time to edit, do it carefully. Put your article away for a day or two before picking it up to edit. Time gives you perspective. It also helps you get another, more objective pair of eyes on it. Don't submit your article until you've corrected all of the grammar and usage errors. Even basic errors can reduce your credibility and alienate your reader. Respond to a need or answer a question. Look at your article from a customer's point of view. What are your customers' questions? What are their concerns? Visit customer forums to learn about their questions and concerns. Leave them wanting more. Write until you've said almost all you want to say, then end slightly before the end, so your reader will want to click on your link to get the rest of the story. Stay on topic. It's easy to go off on tangents. If you find yourself going astray, try writing an outline first and then stick to it. Be clear. Many writers lapse into pretentious language out of insecurity. Don't use any words in your article that your reader will have to look up in the dictionary. Write like you speak, and don't use verbose jargon. That means long words. No sales pitches allowed. Avoid salesy language, exaggeration, and sales hype. Turning your article into an advertisement is a turn-off. Be original. Don't plagiarize. Write your own article in your own words about your own experiences. And if you quote a source, be sure to cite it. You can use interviews in your article. Interviewing experts in your subject area is a great way to add credible content to your articles. Now, you don't want to simply transcribe an interview and use it verbatim. Instead, choose interesting tidbits from the interview. It's also interesting to begin or end your article with quotes from experts. and make sure to attribute. Place a mini bio about the expert somewhere in the article. If the person you interviewed will be unknown to most readers, give facts about how she is qualified to talk about this particular subject. You don't have to be a professional stenographer to use interviews. This is another task that can be easily and affordably delegated. Transcriptionists can be found online. Be sure to prepare for your interview beforehand. Make a list of questions. What insights or tips can this expert share with the readers, and what pitfalls has she encountered and overcome? There is a difference between articles and advertorials. You may decide you want to advertise in a magazine or e-zine. Here's a tool that will increase your probability for success in reaching your target market. It's the only time you're allowed to be a little salesy. Advertorials are a creative way to disguise advertisements. Now tread lightly here. Never publish advertorials as blog posts or on Facebook, and never try to pass them off as articles. Use them only as they're intended, for the purpose of advertising in print media. The advertorial demands a different tone than a typical information article. At the same time, it needs to be more creative than straight advertising copy. The challenge is to switch from an obvious promotional article to something more newsy. Writing advertorials can be tricky, even for copywriters, so unless you're confident in your skills, outsource that task to a professional writer. During the interview process, be sure to ask to see samples of advertorials your job candidates have written before you hire. If you know what you're doing, most readers won't even realize they're reading an advertorial until they're deep into the copy. But let's start at the beginning. What is an advertorial? Well, according to Wikipedia, an advertorial is an advertisement written in the form of an objective article and presented in a printed publication, usually designed to look like a legitimate and independent news story. The term advertorial is a combination of advertisement and editorial. Merriam-Webster dates the origin of the word to 1946. In other words, an advertorial is an advertisement written to appear as editorial matter. It captures readers' interest by providing value, something that also makes it blend in with the other articles in the publication. The reason advertorials work is that people tend to gloss over printed ads just like they ignore banner ads and display ads. Because they look and sound like the other articles, they fly under the radar. Readers are drawn in. And as with all articles, you'll need to have an attention-grabbing title. And your advertorial will be laid out like editorial content in the publication, maybe with a picture or two. Your copy will be written in an inverted pyramid style. That's a common method for writing news stories. The copy leads with the most important or interesting information. Even though advertorials may seem outdated, print isn't dead quite yet. More and more offline copywriting techniques are being used online. Just as advertorials have worked in print, they'll work online. Now, back to our power move question from earlier in this chapter. Remember, should you email daily, weekly, or monthly? What do you think? Well, the answer is daily. I told you you'd be surprised. The most successful marketers email daily. Does this mean you should email daily? No, you decide. The frequency should reflect you and your company's public persona. We email weekly at our companies, but we do a lot of promotions, so sometimes it feels like daily. Experiment. Only you will know for sure. Well, coming up in Chapter 9, that's the next one, we'll talk about outsourcing video marketing. This will be interesting, so hang in there.